Hi. Hey, hello there. Hi, boys and girls. Hi, kids. Hey, get in here right now, because it's time for the party with Big John and Sparky.
And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, The Kidnapping Case Continues. Yuki Butcha was an amateur private eye, that is, a private investigator, or a detective. Sparky liked to play detective, too. I always liked a good mystery, and so did Mayor Plumfront. And when the widow Dilly was kidnapped from the church just before her wedding, this gave us an opportunity to practice being a sleuth. But I'll tell you, so far we haven't had much luck. No, we have not come any closer to solving the kidnapping mystery. As we're working on the case now, Mayor Plumfront, Yuki, Sparky, and I are in Mayor Plumfront's office, talking about the current state of things.
Well, if you ask me, there's sure something funny going on around here.
Well, what would you fellers do if I told you that Mr. Lurkerpok don't even own a Buca Lackenberg automobile? He drives his own car, a Pontellier.
You mean Mr. Lurkerpok doesn't own a foreign car and he doesn't have a chauffeur?
But, Mayor, when we forced his car off the road yesterday, it was a Buca Lackenberg, and it was driven by Mr. Lurkerpok's chauffeur. And you say Mr. Lurkerpok not only doesn't own a Buca Lackenberg, nor does he have a chauffeur, but that he was also out of town yesterday. Well, I'm just completely lost.
Look, Buster, Yuki, lad, listen to me. We're dealing with a very vicious and clever band of outlaws. Them there kidnappers, the same fellows who not only kidnapped the Widow Dilly, but who also held up and robbed Crossmeyer's Butcher Shop and Pill Roller's Drugstore and Schmidtlock's Delicatessen and the bank.
What? The bank?
The bank was robbed, too?
You mean to tell me the bank was robbed yesterday?
For real?
Yep, by the kidnappers. Them there kidnappers are also masters of disguise. Why, they can make themselves look like anybody that they want to look like.
Well, now, that isn't amazing.
Hey, wait a minute. Let me get... You mean Mr. Lurkerpok and Councilman Rafter robbed the bank and that they are the kidnappers?
No, lad. Them fellers you saw yesterday and who you thought were Councilman Rafter and you thought were Mr. Lurkerpok and his chauffeur were really the kidnappers in disguise, don't you see?
Well, looks like Yuki Butcha Private Eye is going to have to go into action here and dig out his bag of tricks. Fight far with far, that's what I always say. Fight far with far.
Oh, hey, Yuki, are you going to wear disguises?
That's right, lad. Next time you see me, I might look like Abraham Lincoln or Hopalong Cassidy.
You know, I was just thinking, if those kidnappers are that good at disguising themselves, I don't know how we'll ever capture them.
Yeah, I agree with you, Sparky. Why, we could walk down the street and just walk right past them and not even know it.
Yeah, why, we could meet Papa Krausmeier on the street, and it might not really be Papa Krausmeier, but one of the kidnappers just disguised to look like him.
Yeah, and there's more truth than humor in that, Sparky.
Well, all I gotta say is, the only way to fight far is with far. I'll just have to dig into my bag of tricks and start wearing disguises, that's all.
Well, I don't know how your wearing a disguise will help catch the kidnappers.
Well, I got pictures of them. I'll just fix myself up to look like one of the kidnappers. When I meet one of them, he'll think I'm one of his gang, and there we are. I'll just capture him.
Yeah, but Yuki, what if the kidnapper you meet is the one you've made yourself up to look like?
Huh?
I mean, then where will you be?
Well, how's that again, Big John?
You heard what I said.
Yeah, what would you do in a case like that, Yuki?
Yeah, what would you do, Yuki?
Fine. Well, I guess I'd just have to take it to rest myself.
Well, that'd be something, wouldn't it? Oh, I tell you, you'd be so mixed up, Yuki, you wouldn't even know if you were yourself or one of the kidnappers.
Look, fellas, all this sitting around talking like this isn't finding the kidnappers or rescuing my little Daffodil Dilly from them. Come on now, let's get down to business.
Right, every minute we waste isn't helping Miss Dilly one bit.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's go down to my office. I want to get out my private eye detective kit of disguises.
Well, you fellas go to Yuki's office if you want to, but I've got work to do. And besides, I want to be here in my office in case the kidnappers try to get in contact with me.
Yes, that's right. You still haven't heard anything from them since the night we went out to Mount Airy Forest to deliver the ransom money, have you?
No, Cherie, and I'm expecting to hear from them just any minute now.
Well, come on, then. Let's stop wasting time around here. Come on, let's go.
Just lead the way there, lad. And, by the way, thanks, Mayor, for letting us out of jail. Well, here we are, fellas. Into this here parking space in front of my office building, and we'll go out in and see what's new in there.
Well, you're lucky, Yuki. You always have a parking space right in front of your office building. Every time you come in here to park, there's always a place.
Yeah, how right you are, Sparky. Seems like every time I come downtown, I never can find a place to park my car at all.
Say, I wonder if the kidnappers robbed any more stores while we were in jail.
Well, I hardly think so. I should think after robbing 3 stores and holding up the bank that they'd probably want to lay low for a while.
Yeah, but you can't tell about them there, feller. Open up the office building door there, Sparky lad.
What do you mean, Yuki?
Well, you'd think that after kidnapping the Widow Dilly that they'd lay low and stay out of sight, but they didn't.
Yeah, that's right. You're right there. After kidnapping the Widow Dilly, they just go through town robbing stores, too, and of all things, the bank. Boy, those fellows don't seem to be afraid of the police department, that's for sure. Not a bit.
Oh, boy.
It's Mary Hughes, Sparky. What are you laughing at?
Oh, it's that office down the hall there. You see where it says Leonard Hart and Arthur Lind Enterprises?
Yeah.
Do they really sell spare keys for sardine cans?
Sure, don't they, Yuki?
Yeah, that is right. They got over 900 sales without the road. They sell more spare keys for sardine cans than you can shake a stick at. Of course, I don't know who'd want to shake a stick at a bunch of spare keys for a sardine can, but they sell them all right.
Boy.
As a matter of fact, the head salesman of that there outfit can sell anything. Wait till I unlock this here office door of mine here. I heard once that he made a bet that he could sell refrigerators to Eskimos. He sure did take and try it. I don't know whether he succeeded or not.
Yeah, did he sell any refrigerators to the Eskimos?
Well, no, I guess not, but he is now the proud owner of an igloo. Eskimos turned around and sold him a 3-room igloo complete with hot and cold running ice water. Yeah. Fine. Well, come on, let's go down to my office here.
Okay. Must be some salesman they got there.
Yeah. Go on into the office here, lad. After you, thank God.
All right, thank you.
Hey, what happened in here? Look at this.
What do you mean, what happened, Spark? Wow! Hey, how about that? What in the world happened in here?
Yeah. What happened to my office?
Boy, look at this place. It's a shambles. Looks like somebody got in here and tried to just wreck the place.
Wowie, papers all over the floor, furniture overturned. Look, even the books have been thrown out of the bookcase.
Close that door, lad. We're going to get to the bottom of this here outrage in private.
Yeah, we'd better, right away.
I suspect something, Big John, but first let me take a look at my wall safe here in back of my picture.
Is there a safe in the back of that picture, Yuki?
That's right, lad. Looks to me like whoever was in here to ransack my office didn't know that this safe was here either. Wait till I open it up and see if everything inside is safe.
Have you got money in that safe, Yuki?
No, I keep my money in a safe place, keep it inside my shoe. But I got all the clues and evidence against the kidnappers inside this here safe.
Oh, boy, a real safe with a combination lock on it, the wall.
Just a minute, I'll open it up here. There we are. Oh, yeah, it's all right. The evidence is still in there, safe and sound. Looks like the kidnappers missed it after all.
The kidnappers?
Fine.
You mean you think it was the kidnappers who broke into your office and wrecked it like this?
Why, of course, Big John. Who else would want to do it? They wanted to get the evidence that I've got against them.
By George, Yuki, I think you might be right.
Why, what do you think of that? Wowee. While we were in jail, the kidnappers broke into Yuki's office. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Now, if this isn't something, I don't know what is. The kidnappers disguise themselves like Mr. Luker Polk, the president of the bank, when they go in and rob the bank. Now, they break into Yuki's office while we were in jail, and they were the ones who had us arrested. Oh, boy, these kidnappers will stop at nothing. I'll tell you, we better get down to business and capture them. Now, I gotta go with Big John and Yuki and help them think of what we should do next, kid, so I'll see you later, huh? So long.